Welcome to the 5-Year You Podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow? Hey, Five Tribe. This episode is called Healing Isn't Always Pretty, and it talks about the darker side of healing, which I think kind of gets glossed over on a healing journey. And this is meant to reach out to you when you're having a hard time in your growth journey, or you're just kind of, you're feeling stuck. How are you doing today, Kat?
I'm doing okay. What about you?
You know what? Today is a Healing Isn't Always Pretty day for me, actually. I've got a session right after this, and I'm starting a new thing, and I'm doing an EMDR again, and that's quite different for me. And
Why don't you explain what that is for everybody who might not know?
Yeah, so eye movement desensitization reprogramming is something that you use the bilateral parts of your brain to release stuck beliefs and past traumas that might have come up over the years. So for me, I'm not even sure what I'm going to be working on. And I think that is the scary part today, because I don't know what's going to happen. And that fear of the unknown, it's not pretty.
Yeah. Well, just to clarify, EMDR is a type of mental health therapy. And both of us go to therapy, and Andrew's therapist recommended this specific healing technique as something that might help him move forward. You did EMDR a few years ago, and it was a tough experience, but it did help. And so you're kind of diving back into it today, which is scary. And so I think that this is an important topic, and we're not trying to be downers or anything, but I think when we say, let's work towards healing and self-improvement, it sounds like, you know, we're like skipping off into the distance and picking dandelions. And unfortunately, like when you grow into a new person, fortunately and unfortunately, you have to shed so much, and you have to like work, you know, with your shadows, with the hard things that happen to you. You have to feel your feelings. You have to deal with things that maybe you have put off dealing with for a while. And that's why a lot of people resist, because it's tough.
It is. You know, it's like cleaning your house. Let's see if we can use this analogy without any preparation. But I think, you know, like, if you don't deal with stuff in your house, it gets messy and it piles up. And if you want a clean house, you know, if you want a better life, then you're going to have to get rid of the smelly garbage that's been sitting in the corner for a while. And you can ignore it, you know, like you can put air fresheners around it over and over and over again and just pretend it's not there. But you're never going to actually have a clean house. And when someone comes over, you're going to really hope they don't pick up on the fact that you've got some dirt that you may not want others to see. So for me, it's a matter of going like, you know, there's things that are going on that I just don't want. I don't want that garbage in my house anymore. So I've got to get rid of it. And it's, you know, I wish it was just as easy as, you know, doing a few jumping jacks or letting it go. But the way I've learned about trauma and just past memory, not even traumatic memories, just things that get stuck in your brain. And then that belief gets built on to, sometimes you got to just go in and, you know, put it all in the bag and take it out and put a new bag in. And because we're never really done. I mean, like, I think that's kind of the thing about healing is when you start out on a healing journey, you think that, okay, I'm going to take care of this time that this person said no to me, and then I'm going to feel so much better. And that's just your brain focusing on that one thing. And then that goes away. And then there's something else that comes up. It's the onion layers. There's one that comes up a lot. We should use parfaits like they did in Shrek. But yeah, that's, let's just be honest that, you know, if you want to have a better life, sometimes you got to do the hard work, and it's okay. Mm-hmm. So to just kind of round out what you were saying with EMDR, because I really like the analogy I was first given with this. And you mentioned dandelions. So coming into spring right now, dandelions are starting to show up everywhere. If you don't, a dandelion can be like your belief. Right? You can chop the head off of it, but until you get down to that core root and you get the whole root out, it's just going to keep popping up in different places in different ways. You need to get into that particular dandelion, that particular belief, that event, and you need to extract it. And when you do that in your brain, the neural pathways collapse and you're able to put something new in. And the last time I did it, it was much more, I was dealing with past trauma and stuff that I really needed to deal with. And this time it's just, I mean, if that was a 10, this is more like a 4 or 5, but it's still scary because you just never know what's going to happen with it. There's been days where I walked out feeling light as a feather, and there's other days where somehow people put 5 elephants on my back. So it just depends.
Yeah, it does. And I'm going to surprise you by continuing your trash analogy. And I'm going to say that the hard part about this, about healing, about working through things, is that you got to take out your own trash. You can't ask anyone else to do it for you. You can't ask anyone else to bag it up. You know, if you mess up and there's a hole in the bag and it all falls out, you've got to be the one to scoop it up and put it back in. This is something that is brave. And I think it's really brave of you to go back into it today. And this morning we were talking and I was telling you, you know, you don't have to do this today if you don't want to. Like, I'm supportive of you doing this, but it's always good to remind your loved ones that they have choices. I'm proud of you for doing it and diving back in, and your constant pursuit of trying to feel better and work through things and become the person you want to be, your 5-year you, if you will. But I know that this is something that you have to go through on your own, me being there before you do it and after you come out of your session. But it's something that you have to decide and you have to work through. And so for anyone listening here, I think that can be the scary part too. But it's also a huge act of self-care, because when you decide to go to therapy, when you decide to journal, when you decide to work through your feelings, one of our coaching clients used ChatGPT as his therapist, which actually, not that we're condoning it or anything, but man, it helped him a lot. He just kept talking and talking and talking to ChatGPT, and ChatGPT was able to identify some belief work and maybe some areas of his thinking and processing that he could work on. So there's lots of different ways to get help, is what I'm saying, from free to expensive private therapy. But it's an act of self-care, because when you decide to do that, when you decide to work through things or to try to have a different viewpoint, you are sending a signal to your own brain that you matter, that your growth matters, and that you care about how you feel day to day. And I think that's a powerful step.
Yeah, I agree with you. And thank you for saying that. When you offered today, like when you're saying, you know, you don't have to do this today, my response was, but I'm tired of feeling like this. Mm-hmm. And I think that is that pivot point for a lot of us, is it's when the pain of having this thing in your head or feeling a certain way becomes too much to keep dealing with, that you kind of smell the garbage and you're like, okay, it's cleaning day. We got to go. We got to get this started and we got to get going. I really liked what you said there too. It was a really good analogy to carry on with the garbage. And
no,
that was really good.
Thank you. Why? Thank you. You know, the very first time I went to therapy was when I was in graduate school. And I just happened to see a sign that said, you know, come talk to the counselors if you're a graduate student, you need support. And for some reason that kind of tugged at me. I was in like the graduate student study lounge, and I went and found out like where the counselor was sitting, and I just sat down and he was like, hey, like, what's your name? And I just burst into tears. Like, I wasn't planning on doing it that day. And what I ended up working through, where I noticed that the tears came from, is working through my experience with Hurricane Katrina, which had happened. I went to graduate school, you know, 2009 to 2011. Hurricane Katrina was in 2005. And so for several years, I had apparently just pushed it down, not dealt with it. And then something kind of broke that day. And then it takes a while to get back when you show up like that, right? Like broken. But I will say that it's really a good idea, even if you're feeling just like a little bit off, or let's say you're feeling stress in your parenting journey, or maybe you're moving in a new city. If you just need like support, that's a good time to go to therapy, because it's a lot easier to have an established therapist, somebody who knows you, who knows your story, rather than feeling terrible and in a really bad spot. And then having to like call places and figure out if your insurance covers it. Like, that is not something you want to do. And your worst possible moment feeling terrible, and it can just make it so much worse. So I wanted to encourage you, if you're listening to this, and perhaps you're hearing it for a reason, perhaps this is the little extra push you need to get some help if you're feeling off.
I like that. And I think it's so true. You know, it's that planting the tree analogy, like the best time to plant a tree today, but 10 years ago would have been a lot better. Again, I brutalized that again, but that's okay.
I think they presented it the other way around, but you know, it's It's totally fine. On brand for you. Go on.
It is on par. Yeah. You need to start finding the help and resources before you need them. And that's a hard thing to do because it's kind of like thinking, well, everything's going okay. You know, there's this and there's that, but I don't really need it right now. And one of the episodes I think we should do later on is prevention, which to me is really how I'm starting to live my life, is looking at things going, in 5 years, do I want to look this way, feel this way, be this way? And if the answer is no, then you start taking those steps towards it. And it doesn't have to be monumental. It's just about acknowledging that maybe, you know, maybe I keep a messy kitchen and I don't like a messy kitchen. So I got to start doing that little habit right now of cleaning it up. Maybe I don't like how my physical fitness is or my joints are aching and I need to look into why that is and start healing that, because the path I'm on will only get me worse at this moment if I haven't done anything to take care of it yet. And I think that's a really big thing with therapists, mental health, all of those aspects, even physical health. It's just kind of knowing like, look, I don't want to be like this forever. So I'm going to take a small step today and I'm just going to just Google for therapists. I'll just do this. I'll look for, you know, a stretching routine in the morning that I can do for 5 minutes. I'll look for a healthier way to cook my breakfast or a healthier drink that I can have. It doesn't have to be this hard shift, but giving yourself that ability to just kind of take those little steps goes a long way. I hope you don't mind me asking this. And, you know, like I like to kind of just go where it takes me, but in your healing journey, there have been, I know there's been dark days and I know there's been some really bright days too. When you're in a dark day, what gets you out of it?
Well, I think that my toolkit has improved over time. I think I can remember back to days being in college and post-Katrina where I just felt like I was walking around and everybody around me just seemed like they were going to school and they were happy and they were doing stuff. And I just felt like a total alien. Like I was feeling like so down, right? And what I used to do back then is just kind of push through, get my work done anyway, do things anyway, go to my job, take my tests. And although that is some coping skills in action, it's not the healthiest thing. And so since going to therapy, I've maintained continuous treatment pretty much from that time till now. There's been a year or two of gaps or moving and finding a new therapist and things like that. But now when I have a bad day, I am so self-aware that I know what the causes are. I used to have like intrusive thoughts all the time. And now I know that if I have an intrusive thought one day, it is directly linked to a lack of sleep. Wish I would have known that back when my twins were infants and I just felt like I was losing my mind. But now I have enough contrast and enough self-awareness to go, oh, that was weird. That was an intrusive thought. I don't normally have those now. It must be a lack of sleep. And I'll try to get like a little 30-minute nap in or something like that, which beauty of self-employment, people. Exercising, you and I both do this, not to bring you into it, but you put me on the spot. So I'm like, well, when we're feeling, you know, bad, we're like, okay, well, what did we eat yesterday? Did I make like a bad choice or did I like steal one of the kids' cookies or something? Like, is there something that I ate that is different from my normal, like very healthy eating patterns that cause my brain to feel this way? I'm like, where am I in my cycle? Like, am I just like PMS right now? Like, why do I feel like I would like to burn the world down? Like, this isn't a normal feeling for me. And so I think self-awareness is really the key to a lot of this. And over time, you develop coping skills. Again, I'm not saying that this is like easy peasy, but we're going on, you know, years and years and years of self-awareness and developing my little coping skill fanny pack toolkit here. Now I'm able to do a lot more. The main thing, Andrew, is believing that I'm worthy of feeling good on any given day and that I can turn my day around with just a couple of steps and realizing that just because I have a bad moment doesn't mean the whole day is done. And just kind of you get the chance to restart anytime you want.
Are you feeling stuck in your life right now, kind of not sure where to go or what your next steps are? We've created a coaching program for you to help you discover your path, and we call it 5 weeks to Future You. What you'll get is 2-to-1 coaching with Catherine and I over 5 weeks while we help you figure out what the next steps are in your life. We offer a complimentary call. You just have to go to 5yearyou.com to check it out and set up your call with us to see if we're a good fit. I know from my own experience that it is incredibly hard to do this on your own, and that's why we're offering these coaching calls. We're only going to work with 5 people at a time to make sure that we can give you the attention that you truly deserve. So head on over to 5yearyou.com to get started. I like that. I really like that. I think a lot of times that's easier said than done, of course, but I mean, it is the act of just knowing those steps to take as you're in those moments. I know for me, you know, this morning I woke up and I'm feeling rough about it. And so I went outside, I got fresh air, I did some stretching. I have a neurovisor that helps me with photobiomodulation, light therapy, just to kind of get me into a better state. I had a shower, ate some good food, just did all the things that helped, and I did none of the things that hurt. And I think that's another thing that can be a little challenging, because honestly, I probably would have done, I really wanted like some junk food. I don't have any in the house, but you know, I kind of just looking down and going like, I wanted comfort food. I wanted things that I know are bad for me. I wanted to like, you know, go back to bed and all these things, but I knew that those were not going to help. So I did the things that would help. And the other thing I did for help, of course, was I reached out to you and to let you know that, you know, like this isn't how I normally feel anymore. I'm very worried. I know it's just an unknown. I've likened this to you before, and maybe this will help people with their own fears and their own healing journey. Is to me, anything new is like walking into a pitch black room. And you don't know anything about it. You don't know if it's covered in, you know, spikes. You don't know if there's water. You don't know if there's a trap door that you're going to fall through. It is a complete unknown. And until you can start to put some light into that room, it's going to feel very, very scary. But when you start to put light in that room, when you start to think it through, like, okay, so I know it's going to be sitting down. I know I'm going to be talking about things. I also know it's not going to go from where we start, is not going to be where we end up. And I know it's going to be best for me in the end. And I know that I have the support team around me of friends and family that I can reach out to if I need it. These are all things that help me light up the room. And when I call for help, those are often the things that I'm looking for, is just that support of like, okay, I know you need to hear this. So here we go. These are the things that we need. This is what's going to happen. You've done this before. I've got you. You can fall apart. You can feel great before, during, and after. Whatever happens, I got you. And you can do that for yourself too. It doesn't always have to come from somebody else. It's just knowing that you've survived everything that's been thrown at you so far, and you're going to survive this, and it's going to be okay. So when you're in those kind of dark moments of your healing journey, which we all have, know that that's where the light starts to come in. And when that light starts to come in, it starts to shine brighter and brighter, and you're going to be so much more grateful for it.
I want to add to that a little bit and do some live coaching of Andrew that he didn't ask for. So I like what you said, and I see what you mean about the dark room, and at least recognizing for you specifically, right, that when there's unknowns, whether it's going to a new restaurant and we don't know if they have things we can eat there, right, or something as big as going back to therapy, doing EMDR, any kind of unknown, right, takes some time. You take time to marinate, you know, and that's okay. But I will say another tool people can use is to try to look for the evidence they already have in their heads. So even if you don't have a concept of what it's going to be like, let's say someone listening going to therapy for the first time, they've never been there, they're kind of scared, they don't know what it's going to be like, they don't know if the therapist is going to be nice or like what it's going to be like, you can go looking for positive evidence. You can ask a close friend who maybe you know has been to therapy before, what's it like? What should I expect? You can email the therapist ahead of time and say, I'm a little anxious. I've never done this before. What can I expect? The more evidence you get, the better your brain's going to feel. So in this situation, I would actually argue that you today, Andrew, are not going into a dark room. In fact, you have already done this type of therapy before. You have done this type of therapy before in a way worse situation. And not only did you survive it, although there were some gnarly days, not only did you survive it, but you uncovered things about yourself, your past, that have had dramatic impact on allowing you to move forward into the life you want to create. You have several lights on already in the room today. not only have you already done EMDR, but you've already worked with this therapist before. You like her. She's been excellent. And this is her recommendation. So it's still an unknown because you don't know what it's going to be like. You're doing it remotely, not in person today. You don't know if you're going to feel like garbage, because sometimes when you did EMDR before, you felt like garbage. And then sometimes you were like, wow, I learned this amazing nugget that's like helping me. I uncovered something and like, I make more sense to myself now. So my support, encouragement of you is to adjust the perception just a little bit and to remind your own brain that you're going into a mildly lit room today, not a dark one.
Yeah, there's a few candles on for sure. Thank you for that, Catherine. I appreciate that. And yeah, when you're saying that, it really does clear up a lot of things. Honestly, it's the fear of it is how I'm going to feel afterwards, because it varied for me. I don't know if it varies for anybody else. I don't really know anybody else who has done this, even though it is quite popular. Maybe there nobody else has a podcast where they talk about it. That's why. But I think that there is definitely a lot to be said about knowing where the actual fear is. Mm. And honestly, to be honest, I'm afraid to be alone afterwards.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Not because I think there's going to be any harm or done or anything, but it's just, it's scary. And I'll get through it. I've lived every other day. I'm going to get through it. And I've found with fear lately that when I can identify it, I actually look at it now rather than turn my head away from it. And when I can look at it, I can look at it and go, exactly what I said. You're going to be fine, because you've always been fine. You always make it through. My batting average for surviving life events so far has been 100%. And I plan to keep that up today.
And doing EMDR in your home is not even getting in a car today. Because so I can guarantee you're going to survive it today. And look, you don't have to be alone afterwards. We can FaceTime. And even though, I have deadlines and other work I have to do today, we can just mute and I'll just work and we can just be on video muted. And at least, someone's there and I can check in on you. So, and that's another option for people to reach out to people who love them and let them know, this might be a little rough today. I do recommend, if you're going to therapy, you kind of want to put it, like if you have to take off work to go, you kind of want to put it at a time where you don't have anything right afterwards. Like you probably don't want to go to like the PTA meeting after you do therapy, right? Sometimes you get out feeling good and you're like, wow, that's amazing. And sometimes you cry a lot and you feel exhausted afterwards. And sometimes it doesn't hit you until like 24 hours later. Like maybe you have to like keep it together, pick up the kids from school. And then all of a sudden you're like, taking a shower and it's sort of something unleashes. So yeah. I understand what Andrew's saying. And maybe that's a hard part for a lot of people. Maybe they've thought about going and starting the healing journey, but it's that unknown. How am I going to feel? What's that going to uncover? Am I going to have to deal with that? Just go easy on yourself. We're not saying that you have to transform yourself in 3 therapy sessions. We're just here speaking honestly about our journeys with mental health, things that we are huge proponents of. I make sure my kids know that I go to therapy. I want them to always have a positive association with it so that they know when they need help, and it is when, not if, as adults, that it is a completely accepted thing in my eyes for them to go and get it.
Likewise, do the same with my kids. It's important that they understand that life's hard sometimes. And when you have the resources to, to deal with those things, whatever they are, whether it's therapy, friend, or whatever else that you can access, that's good for you, that you do that. Because again, having that big toolkit that we talk about, or fanny pack, I notice you're starting to slip the word fanny pack into a lot of our episodes. So I just letting you know, I'm catching that.
I still own the domain name Fanny Pack Finance whenever you're ready.
And if anybody would like us to do a podcast about Fanny Pack Finance, you please email us at hello@5yearyou.com and we will consider it. Look, everything is going to be okay. And that's not me just saying it as a placation or anything like that, but it is just kind of letting you know that you're going to be okay. There's hard days. Healing isn't always pretty, but it's always worth it. Because as you heal, you get better and better. And that's the thing you forget to look at is, yeah, you might be afraid of the next few steps, but take a look back at all the steps you've done and how much better you've got. that is how you can keep motivating yourself to keep healing and growing as you go through these things.
I love that. I feel like that's a good place to end. Do you have a glimmer you want to share today?
Yeah. You know, my glimmer was last week when you came here. We had a great week. And we got a lot done. We got to go hang out at different places. And it was just, I had a really great week with you last week. And I just wanted to let you know that that's my glimmer. How about you?
I had a great week with you too. I won't do the same glimmer, even though it was very glimmery and sparkly. But my glimmer today is that the sun has arrived in Chicago. Spring is here. And I've been taking a lot of walks outside. It's been beautiful to see all the tulips blooming. And yeah, I just much prefer sunshine and warmer weather to the Chicago winter. So I'm feeling very glimmery about that today.
I love that. All right, folks, thank you so much again for listening. And if you ever need help or just need someone to give you a little boost of inspiration, you can reach out to us at hello@5yearyou.com. And please make sure to subscribe to get more of these videos.
Hey, guys, quick disclaimer. We're podcasters on the internet. If you need to seek professional help, please go see your healthcare professional.